Hey guys, and welcome to a special episode of Nerds Talk Movies. My name is Taylor Cole. I'm going to be your host today. Joining me is not Tristan Benz. It's not Drew Garrison. Joining me is the one, the only, Michael Mosley. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, and I'm feeling quite mysterious tonight.
Oh, I see what you did there. Feeling a little mysterious. So, we're talking on Thursday night about The Batman. We have not seen the movie yet. We want to just have a quick 20-30 minute podcast, kind of how we did about Spider-Man No Way Home, talking about some theories, talking about our hype level for the movie, stuff like that. The Batman spoiler talk will be out as soon as we can get it posted. Tristan, Drew, and I are seeing the movie at different times. Plus, then we had to schedule a recording day. And it's just, it's a whole thing, okay? We'll get it out as soon as we humanly can. But hopefully it will be by Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. At the very latest, it might be out a lot sooner, who knows. But we're here to talk about hype for The Batman, Michael. And I am incredibly excited for this movie. I don't know about you. All the stuff I've seen around it is incredibly positive. I'm really excited to see Robert Pattinson as Batman, especially because everybody tells me how great he is outside of the Twilight stuff. And I think Pattinson's been wanting to prove that to people. Been like, why haven't you seen any of my indie movies? Fine, I'll show you how great I am at acting by being Bruce Wayne and Batman and just being fucking awesome. Because I think he's going to crush it. What about you?
Yeah, I'm actually in the same boat as you. I'm actually kind of interested in seeing what Pattinson can do as Bruce slash Batman, because I was one of those people who only knew him from Twilight for a while, but then I seen some of his other gigs that he had. I seen him do some other stuff, and I was like, okay, you know, I was being really dumb. This guy's actually a legit actor. He was just in a bad series of movies. So it wasn't really the best first impression for me, but I think he is a good actor, and I can't wait to see what he brings to The Dark Knight.
I think what he's going to bring, and what I love about this episode we're doing here, is by the time I get it posted, I'm hoping to get it edited and posted like within an hour of us being done. But some people will have already seen the movie, because isn't there screenings tonight?
Oh, yeah, they've been having screenings since Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Yeah, so some people have already seen it. Some people might have watched the movie, listened to this preview, been like, these two morons, they know nothing. They're completely wrong on their theories. But I think it's a lot of fun just to talk about it. And what I'm really excited to see is the, I don't want to say tone, but this version of Batman who, by all indicators, isn't put together yet. He's not the Dark Knight. He's not the Batman. This is a rage-filled vigilante that we're going to see in this movie, by all accounts, from Matt Reeves.
You know, it's weird. Some of Matt Reeves' past stuff, I didn't really know what he was going to go for when I heard that he was going to be the director for this, because the DC's movies have been kind of all over the place to the point to where they're just now doing their own
especially because this whole movie came from Ben Affleck's Batman. This was supposed to be Ben Affleck's Batman versus Deathstroke, and Ben Affleck directing it, and it was, according to rumors and all that stuff, it might have had some Arkham Asylum kind of elements to it. But then it evolves, and Ben Affleck leaves as director, then Matt Reeves comes in, then Ben Affleck leaves entirely, and now this becomes its own thing, you know? So this has evolved a lot. Like, it's, and the only movie I think to change as much as this one has been The Flash, which we'll see later this year. That's the only one that I think has been even more crazy.
Yeah, other than The Flash having a huge change. Yeah, because I know DC was looking for a new Batman trilogy, or because they wanted to recapture the Dark Knight trilogy.
Does it feel like that's what this movie feels like? Is a I don't want to say exactly like the Dark Knight trilogy. It feels different, but at the same time, it feels like it's trying to capture the magic of that. I'm not sure that's what DC was going for. I know that's what you just said.
I don't think that's what Matt Reeves is going for.
You don't think that's what? Because that's what it kind of feels like to me. As he's trying to have that kind of tone while putting his own spin on it.
Yeah, I think Matt Reeves want to do his Batman. But I think what DC wants is more like, hey, can you do like something like The Dark Knight? I think Matt Reeves already wanted to go something dark and grounded. And of course, you know, DC's like, oh, dark grounded? Yeah. We did it before. That was our most popular Batman. Let's do that. Especially after we had Zack Snyder's comic-y book kind of Batman.
Dark maybe... and grounded and Batman in the same sentence?
Yeah.
You take some money.
Yeah. They're still trying this. Like, that's our most popular Batman, with the grounded, gritty Batman. But make sure it's PG-13. So having, like, Matt Reeves touching it, I think it was a great idea. And I think what Matt Reeves is going for is like, hey, I want to do my Batman, but my grounded Batman is going to be young and inexperienced. I want to tell a different Batman story. I want to tell the Batman that's just starting out, who still makes mistakes, not the ex machina, knows everything, how to get out of everything Batman.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that, but I think there's something to the let's see a different version. People listening might go, what about the Dark Knight trilogy version? We see his entire career on screen. True, you definitely do. But you see a Batman with, I think, a definite plan and a definite, like, hey, I was with the League of Shadows, League of Assassins. I honestly forgot what they were called, and I just saw the trilogy. But he trained with them, he came back, he has this plan to be Batman, right? And it feels like this version, which we're seeing in year two of being Batman, this is a guy who is trained, but he's not putting it together yet. Like, from all the promotional stuff I've seen, which I haven't seen everything, but the last thing I saw was a scene with Bruce Wayne talking at some kind of, I think it was a funeral or something. And he just looks like he doesn't have the Bruce Wayne persona down yet. That mask of the billionaire playboy isn't there, you know? And that's why I think this comes across as so different. Is we're going to see the Batman get created throughout this movie. And maybe because of the Riddler, to kind of segue into the villains here, maybe due to the Riddler and whatever ends up happening in this movie, kind of breaks him a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely like that they started with a Batman who's already done this for a little while and is still trying to find his own. And instead of going, this is his origin story, it's like, hey, you know Batman already. You know what he's about. We don't have to do his parents dying again. We don't have to do his training montage. We can just show this Batman who's a little bit reckless, who's not that great at detective
work. I think that's
work.
The best way to put it, is he's not killing from what we're seeing. I don't think this is going to be a Batman who kills, but he's also, it feels like he's more ruthless and he's far more reckless from everything we've seen in the promotional lead up to this movie. And from what Matt Reeves has said, like, this is a Batman who just, he doesn't have the, oh, the world's greatest detective. He's the Batman. Because you listen to what Kevin Conroy, the animated Batman, who, for a lot of people, he's the ideal version of Batman, for what people would expect. That stoic, I know what's going on, I know everything kind of character. That doesn't feel like what we're getting here. It feels we're getting the lead up to that very slowly. And I think that's interesting, because The Dark Knight doesn't really go into that as much. It goes into, let's put the grounded take on how he gets the Batmobile and how he gets his equipment. And it's very good, but I like this weird, I won't even say weird, this little different spin on a grounded Dark Knight-esque take on Batman.
Yeah, it's more like a middle ground. Like, you get your experienced Batman, but you get your inexperienced Batman, too.
Yep, I think you hit the nail on the head. What do you think about the villains in this movie? So, confirmed so far are Paul Dano as the Riddler, Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, and forgot the actor's name off the top of my head.
I think it's
as Will? The Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. Colin I almost Farrell said Will Ferrell.
Colin Farrell as the Penguin. As for me, I'm going to let you have the spotlight. I feel I've been talking way too long here. But I'm very excited to see what they do with Catwoman. I don't mind if Catwoman is the Batman-Catwoman relationship is at the forefront of this movie. Some people will be like, I don't know that'll work. I look at something like the Amazing Spider-Man movies, that arguably the best part is the relationship between Spider-Man and Gwen. So I know it can be done right, and I definitely trust Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson, and Zoe Kravitz in that regard. If that's what ends up happening there. Very excited to see what Colin Farrell does with the Penguin, and Paul Dano as the Riddler looks like he's going to crush it. What about you?
I'm actually not really feeling this grounded Riddler. I don't know why. I think it might be his costume. I know they're not going to go with the goofy green question mark Enigma kind of thing.
Oh, that definitely wouldn't have flied in this movie.
Yeah, no, it would definitely wouldn't have been so out of place.
Oh man, he sticks out, and not the oh man, he looks cool. Like, what the hell is this guy got going on over here?
Yeah, like it wouldn't really work that way. But with that said,
Jim Carrey, could you imagine putting Jim Carrey in this movie?
To be honest, yes. Because then you can actually buy Enigma being insane. Like, it's like, okay, you don't fit here. You're out of place.
Well, I'm saying the costume. I could buy Jim Carrey pulling off a performance if you got a second chance.
Okay, the costume.
Huh? But the costume, like, Jim Carrey's an incredible performer. Yeah, he's a great actor. So I think if you got a second chance at Riddler, he'd crush it. But and some people think he'd crush it the first time. I'm just saying, costume-wise, I think it would look a lot better.
Yeah, if they brought back the old Jim Carrey Riddler costume, I don't think that would work. It would definitely feel out of place, and I think it would throw everybody off, like whether you know the Riddler or not. But this, I don't really care for the look of this Riddler. And say what you will, but one of the great things about Batman's rogue gallery is that they all look unique. Like, they all have this feeling, this characteristic to themselves that fits their personality and their insanity.
True.
And with this, it's just like, you're no different from Batman. You're in a way kind of like this a terrorist to an anti-hero, you know? It's like you're vigilante in your own way. You're just some guy in a costume, but now it's just like you're just another Batman. Like, you put on a cowl of your own. It doesn't really feel unique, you know? It doesn't really feel like a unique villain.
To be fair, it feels like the movies and the movie's trailers are intentionally giving you nothing on purpose, because I think they're trying to give the mystery with the Riddler, which is very smart. But from the outside going in into this movie, I can understand people being a little hesitant of the Riddler going in, being like, I don't know that he's going to be as intimidating. He's the main villain, right? Like, you know what I mean? As the main villain, you'd want the Bane presence or the Joker presence or the Ra's al Ghul. They use the whole Dark Knight trilogy trifecta there.
I'm glad you said that. That's one of my worries, is that Matt Reeves will try to do that whole Dark Knight Joker deal and less of the I can't say his first name correctly. Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin, thank you. Oh my goodness. See, people, I shouldn't say names. Or his version of Joker, which fit that world, that grounded world. And I'm kind of afraid that this Riddler is going to get stuck in between those two Jokers that was able to distinguish themselves. And I think everybody's going to be like, he was an okay villain. And that's my fear.
See, I can see you trying. I can see why you would think that. I don't think they're going to go that route with the Riddler. to where he's an agent of chaos or something like that. Like I said, I think the trailers are putting together this very, we're trying to hide stuff and we're not giving you everything. We know the Riddler gets caught at a certain point, most likely. We still don't see Paul Dano's face. We don't see the Riddler's face the entire time. Who knows if there's a twist there. But here's my big twist. And before I go into that, do you have any thoughts on Catwoman and Penguin? Penguin, by the way, it seems like he's not going to be a big part of the movie. It's more for the future.
Yeah, but I think it's just a cameo.
Was great.
Because unfortunately, I did get it ruined for me. Well, WB did it themselves. They already announced that Colin Farrell's Penguin's getting his own spinoff on HBO Max.
Yeah, they did it to themselves, and they've also talked about like the character in future reference. Like, yeah. Colin Farrell talked about he's only in a few scenes of the movie, I think.
Yeah, so. They kind of ruined that. But for Catwoman, it looks like they're actually going to give her character, and they're actually going to give her some screen time in this one. And I am interested in seeing what they do with a more quote unquote grounded Catwoman. Like, we see that she doesn't have her whip in this one. She's wearing that goofy looking ski mask that doesn't really do much to hide her face. But yeah, I'm actually kind of interested in seeing what Zoe Kravitz Catwoman can do.
Yeah, and there's been talk of course, Matt Reeves isn't going to go, oh, this movie sucks. These two have no chemistry. But there is something to Matt Reeves going like, no, these two had immediate chemistry as soon as they're on screen together. And you can kind of get it, though, in the brief amount of time we've seen the characters together on screen in trailers. And I think this is going to really work out. I don't know why. It's just my gut feeling. I think this relationship is going to be awesome in the movie. I think it's going to be a bright point. The Penguin, I think it's... I can see the Penguin coming out of this movie being a character everybody talks about because Colin Farrell. But as you said, is going to be around for other reasons other than just this movie. But getting into the Riddler and my theory here. So here's the thing. I really like Paul Dano as a Riddler. And it seems like he has a clear motivation to show Bruce something. And I want to give a shout out here to Film Theory, because I think they're the ones who said this months ago. I think the villains of this movie are going to be the Court of Owls.
You think they're going to do the Court of Owls that soon?
I think Robert Pattinson has talked about wanting to do Mr. Freeze and the Court of Owls in sequels. I think that motherfucker implanted the twist in his press tour. I think the Court of Owls are the villains of this movie, and that's who the Riddler's going after. It's really... I don't know. I think that's a part of the movie that I'm really enjoying too, because not many Batman movies feel that way to me. With The Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises, it feels like we're going in to see this Batman movie. And that's not a criticism. The Dark Knight is one of the best movies ever made, in my opinion. And it has a lot of... It's just a great movie on its own, not even just a superhero movie. But with the Batman here going in, there's mystery around it. And that's really interesting to me, that I don't know what's going on with the Riddler. I don't know what his true motivations are. I really don't know who the main villain is. If we haven't seen Paul Dano's face, what? There's a reason for that, right? So that's what is very interesting to me.
Yeah, I kind of hate to say it, because the trailers do kind of put what the Riddler's intentions are, but we don't know, like, why he's doing it. All we know is that he has some kind of ties with Bruce's family, but we don't know.
Yep, to and he knows end. This is the one thing I didn't like about the trailers, is they revealed pretty much that, unless there's some trailer magic going on here, that the Riddler knows Bruce Wayne is Batman. Wouldn't have done that in the trailer. But DC has that? Done far worse, I'm pretty sure, unless it was trailer magic.
Oh, man.
But, and I'm sorry if I spoiled that for you.
No. Like you said, we don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the most that I've gotten out of the trailer was that the Riddler, yeah, the Riddler has some kind of ties with Bruce's family. But now that you say that, yeah, because the trailer showed that he's after Batman. And at first I thought it was because, oh, because he's Justice or whatever. But if he has ties to Bruce's family, and he's going after the Batman, but they haven't shown scenes of him going after Bruce, I think you might actually be right about that.
But I would be really hyped if my theory ended up being right. Because I'm a fan of the Court Owls. I don't know much about them, but they look so cool aesthetically. And they're a new villain that we haven't seen in live action before, which I think would be really cool. As for some other stuff about this movie that I'm hyped for, Jeffrey Wright as Jim Gordon, fucking pumped for it. I am pumped for it. The dude has the mustache for Jim Gordon, and that's all I care about. And he's going to crush it. He has that voice. I'm ready to hear that Bernard from Westworld, that the Watcher from What If. I'm ready to hear that fantastic voice as Commissioner Gordon, or Lieutenant Gordon in this movie, I think. We're going to get Carmine Falcone in this movie. I think that's going to be pretty cool. I don't know what kind of role. But we're also, and this is something that I think has been really underplayed because of everything else, because of the mystery, because of every other main character in it. Andy Serkis as Alfred is one of those castings to me, Michael. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's one of those that's like, I think that could really work. But also, how did you come to that conclusion? It's like, how did you, I know ties to the Planet of the Apes movies with Matt Reeves and Andy Serkis, but it's still one of those things that's like, that works kind of, I think. We'll see, I guess, but it's going to be interesting to hear Andy Serkis as Alfred.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to use Alfred a whole lot. They haven't shown a whole lot with him. I wonder if they'll actually go into Alfred's, a bit of Alfred's historical backstory. Probably not, but I don't know why they would get Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis is a good actor, mind you. Beyond just the whole being a great actor when it comes to CG. But for Alfred, I would like if they actually focus a little bit on his story and made him more than just the butler. Because for anybody who hasn't read in the comics or know anything about Alfred's history, the guy's actually a bit of a badass. Like, there's been times where he's protected the Wayne's Manor while Bruce is out being Batman. And even before Bruce was even born, he was out like as a, I think he was a secret agent or something. And it's just like, Alfred has some of the wildest history when it comes to the Batman lore that I'm surprised we've only had like what, one show with Alfred, and that was forgettable. Nobody even remembers that was a thing. I'm surprised they didn't make a whole movie for Alfred yet. But hopefully that's what they're going to do with Andy Serkis. Maybe it's like, hey, Andy, would you like to do a Alfred spinoff on HBO Max? I would watch that.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at something. Andy Serkis talked with Digital Spy and said it's not the conventional take on Alfred and Batman facing the foe together. And kind of goes into the Batman does play on the fact that he was an ex-soldier. He's worked for the Secret Service, but one thing he isn't is a father or possesses the emotional toolbox to be a father. So it sounds like this is going to be a different version than the different versions we've gotten in live action and animated. I know people point to Michael Caine, and Michael Caine, I think it was great as Alfred because that's what he came across as. He was the father figure to Bruce, and that's why I think audiences were so attached to that relationship throughout the trilogy. So I think this is one of those scenarios there to where we'll see how it's executed, but in theory, this is one of those movies where they're going, let's change this relationship up because we're not trying to copy the Dark Knight trilogy, but we're trying to keep that magic from it and do something special with it.
Well, that sounds interesting. I don't know how it's going to be executed in the movie, But it really does sound like Matt Reeves is stuffing a lot in this movie. I don't know if it's because DC's
it's a lot,
like,
and it's also because we don't know, man. It's because, that's what I love about it, because I don't think I'd be going on a social media blackout for A Dark Knight Rises or The Dark Knight. I really don't. And I love those movies, don't get me wrong. I don't think I would have for Ben Affleck's The Batman, from what we've heard about what that movie might have been. But it's because I think he's adding a mystery element to this franchise and to... hey, we want this Batman to be more detective, and we don't think the movies have done that. We want to be different in that way. And one thing we haven't talked about, and this is a complete tangent to another topic. I mean, this is completely unrelated. I'm sorry. But the Batsuit looks amazing.
Look, that Batsuit looks really cool. It looks like something
it's probably
that...
my favorite.
Yeah.
I need to see it in the movie. Like, I think I can put it number one pretty easily for me.
I mean, I agree with you. It's actually a really badass looking suit. And I mean, it looks like something like somebody who has access to high tech gear, but also makes his own gear, because it doesn't look as armored up as some of the past Batman. It looks like something that he just started with. And I kind of like that. It doesn't look like it's Kevlar and
it looks armored.
But I'm saying it's like it doesn't look as
more tactical.
Yeah, like I'm saying it doesn't look at like all armored and muscle bound as like the old Batman, like some of the older ones.
Okay, I see what you mean. It looks armored though. That's where I was gonna get to. It's like you can tell the influence there is they weren't going for example, the BVS suit, which I think is very good as well. But I think you can definitely tell what Matt Reeves was going for with the suit. As for theories, do you have any theories about the Batman before we close up shop on this episode?
Oh, man, theories. We know so little about this that honestly, I don't have any theories. I do know that supposedly there might be an end credit scene. And I actually have to look that up because I'm not even 100% sure.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I know that rumor. Let's not talk about that because I don't want to spoil it for people.
No. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if they will have one. But if they do,
I think I know what rumor you're talking about.
Yeah. I think if they do, it'll just end up tying into the Arkham Asylum spinoff that WB wants to do. So I don't think it's going to be like a huge deal, but I think it's just going to be a way for them to connect that Batman and Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I'm excited what they do with this universe. I think this universe is so I think you nailed it. It's like a middle ground between it being comic booky and realistic. Realistically grounded, I think, is the best way to put it, because there's only so realistic you can really get with it. But I think it hits that middle ground very well from what we've seen in trailers, and I'm very freaking excited for this movie. But, Michael, what are you working on? Where can people find you?
Movie-wise, I am now doing the Batman talk with you guys, because I'm definitely in for something like that. But personal-wise, I am working on a couple of previews and reviews of video games, which you can keep up with that at my Twitter account at @M_MOSLEY_JR. And if you see a weirdo in a fox hoodie, congratulations, you're in the right place.
As for me, working on this podcast here, working on our other podcast, which is about to be renamed to the Power Up and Game podcast, formerly known as the Nerd Stash Show. Nothing's changing, just the name for now. We're also going to be adding a new podcast here shortly. I will hopefully have more details on that very soon. We got a lot of awesome content coming your way. I know that we've had some issues getting some content posted, but that is all hopefully in the past, and we will be putting out weekly content from here on out, and hopefully it's all entertaining. I want to thank Michael for joining me for this special episode. This was seriously a spur-of-the-moment thing. Appreciate you taking the time out of your night to hype up the Batman with me here. And I want to thank anyone else for listening in. Other than that, we'll see you for our spoiler talk.